Yes, certainly. I was contacted on Tuesday and was asked, you know, what we should be doing in this circumstance. I actually talked to the State Department of Health to kind of clarify everything and be sure that we're giving the right advice. But basically, the State Department of Health confirmed that when we're talking about contact sports like football, that they believe that everyone that is out on the playing field should be considered close contacts. There's a lot of ways that the virus can be transmitted. I know that a lot of people were concentrating on the contact issue of what goes on, but also remember that getting into huddles, talking to each other, just really the spirited conversation that tends to happen while they're lined up on either side of the scrimmage line sometimes has the potential for transmitting the illness. So we have a lot of concerns about contact sports, and the recommendation is that we quarantine anyone who is out on the playing field. So we did try to identify those who actually played in the game and did not, and limited our recommendation to those people. But clearly, it's a risk. Now, it's a real consideration at this point because Central Indiana, and in particular Clinton County, has been seeing an increase in our cases for the last couple of weeks. We, in fact, were at a level that is the yellow, the second level of community spread until 2 weeks ago. And then at that point, we increased to the orange level, which is next to the highest level. At that point, we started taking precautions as we're able, and we continue to have an increase in the cases. 3 or 4 weeks ago, we were seeing an average of 5 to 10 cases a day showing up, and these were cases that did not have a specific event or situation tied to them. And so we felt that that was community spread. In the last couple of weeks, we've seen increases up into the 15, 20 and higher per day. This is a significant increase in the cases and leads us to believe that we need to be as aggressive as possible to control that. So with this situation with the football team, it was our recommendation that they do place those players and officials, by the way, who were on the field in the 14-day quarantine unless they had symptoms, and then we would follow another pathway to see what should be done. That was our recommendation, and I believe that that's the right thing for our county at this time.